Und hello everybody. We performed yesterday and we absolutely loved it, and we actually came today to do a few interviews, and we got asked if we could just perform one routine. Luckily, we had our clothes on and I had a CD in my bag. I always take a CD in my bag just in case you have to get your kits off at last minute. So we're just doing a little tiny spot for you. So we're a little group of ladies, for those of you that don't know who we are. We come from a fantastic seaside town called Withernsea. I hold classes in Hull and in Withernsea for ladies who want to dance. I do burlesque classes, but mainly it's to feel comfortable in your own body, enjoy dance. We celebrate cellulite, we celebrate stretch marks, we celebrate tattoos. Every woman, there's nothing sexier than a confident woman, and that's what we try and promote. So we've had a fantastic weekend at the WOW Festival. It's been brilliant, and I'm sure you all have too. Met some wonderful people, seen some really talented people as well. So I hope you all enjoy our final little routine of the weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ruby Red performers, thank you.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, let's party.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for your appreciation of the Ruby Reds. Please give, bear with us just a moment. We'll just gather ourselves on the stage. And please do stay, because we're just about to have the Revolutionary Makers craft gift away. Do we have Alina? Do we have Alina? Give me a yell for Alina. Oh, hello, very good. Brilliant. Right. So I'm going to bring onto stage now Alina Azadeh, our revolutionary maker. Do come and sit down. Come and take a pew. We're going to be. This is going to be very quick, and it's going to be very joyful.
Okay, right,
well, just in a moment. No, don't worry. Okay, no, take a pew. Take a pew. Madeline O'Reilly, programmer, with a microphone.
Thank you.
And do we have a Kate Fox?
We do have a Kate Fox.
Fresh from her barnstorming performance. Not the wrong bits, all the right bits, and all the right order. Right, I'm going to just decamp here. Oh, I haven't been able to sit on one of these yet. That's right. Oh, it's quite nice, isn't it? So have we had a good first wow?
Yes.
Has it been amazing?
Yes.
I tell you what, you've been amazing, and all our contributors have been amazing. We're just going to do a little bit of wrap-up, a little bit of appreciation of what's happened over this weekend. Just talking to a colleague, and I can't believe we've actually got to this point in time. And Friday feels like about 3 years ago right now. But Madeline, would you like to just kick us off a little bit? I know you've just come straight from the Imagining the Future, which seems particularly apt that you've been talking to our future generations.
Yeah, so we've literally just come off the stage from Imagining the Future, where we've just been talking about what would we like to see changed. And I think one of the big kind of observations is that having these conversations, being here in the same room, sharing these messages and building people's confidence so that they can actually have these conversations is really one of the ways forward. And this weekend has been absolutely amazing for starting those conversations. I know, Kate, that you were involved in a talk earlier.
It was, yeah, the body image panel, and I arrived at the start of the day having once again refused to wear my T-shirt because I worry that it makes me look fat because I'm rubbish, but I have no body confidence. I was like, oh, I'm a crap feminist as well as feeling fat. And then the amazing women on the body image panel who had all these different ways of being a woman and resisting the pressure and resisting the judgments. And I walked out of the room feeling 10 feet tall. And part of that was hearing Lorraine from the Ruby Red. So I am so glad that I then managed to actually see their wonderful performance. I feel like, I feel like a different woman now than I did at the start of the day, genuinely.
I think that's been like one of the kind of key observations through the different panels about we're aware. I think we're aware of the issues, we're aware of the problems out there, but it's actually having that space to speak about it and to share those stories and then to come up with the ideas of what we want to see achieved, and that we all have that power. I mean, it was really interesting in the In My Shoes panel, one of the kind of key observations seemed to be about we all have a responsibility, we all have an action that we can do, whether that's having a conversation or making a challenge or those sorts of things. And the same thing in domestic abuse being everybody's business. We had some really interesting observations from that one. And when in terms of all the panels, I think these conversations have been so important this weekend, as well as our fun moments as well. I mean, I don't know, Henry, whether you want to share some of your fun moments.
Well, I've got huge amounts of fun been going on. What I've been loving is the fact that at the same time as we've had a panel happening in the Mortimer Suite looking at domestic abuse, we've had a film happening up at View, which has either been a film for young people or the five shorts by five British female film directors. At the same time, there's been live performance happening in the Ferran studio, which hasn't happened for a long, long time. So it's a sort of liberation of that space and an occupation of that space and a placing of performance in that space, both Ethel Ginska's music and some extraordinary theatre work. Bucket List by Ad Infinitum is an extraordinary piece of work, an extraordinary story of the female experience in Mexico, but it spoke, I know the piece of work was made before the election in the States last year, but the import that that piece now has, where there's women trying to change a system which puts them at the bottom when this woman tries to change that by overturning the very top, that being the President of the United States, and she gets away with it. She does it, which is, you know, extraordinary and inspiring. And further afield, we've had a massive careers event at the Guildhall, encouraging women to be in manufacturing and engineering, and the galleries on Humber Street, beautiful exhibition of local female artists in the Kingston Art Group, with a great curated exhibition, The Female Gaze, which is actually continuing. So if you haven't managed to see that yet, that's still there and you can still see it. Our whole trailblazers have been a real inspiration.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. Like, the other kind of real recognition has been that thing of telling these stories of the trailblazers. Like, we had Barbara Buttrick here yesterday, and hearing her story, which has been totally unsung, has been truly inspirational, and how important it is to celebrate these amazing people, especially these amazing people with local links. I mean, we also had the Bee Lady today and our Wow Bites. I think we've had a whole host of amazing guests, including our wonderful Kate Fox, who opened our event. How have you found meeting these?
Well, it felt like, so I was on the Women's Hour panel on Friday, and we heard from those three amazing young people from Hull talking to Lizzie Rose about what it is, what it's like to be growing up in Hull. And there was a kind of, there were scare statistics in a way about how difficult it is compared to growing up elsewhere, because basically the government doesn't give as much resource to northern cities as it does to southern cities. And you could have sat and listened to that and thought, oh my God, they've got it hard up there. How can they possibly? And actually, this weekend, not only am I thinking Hull is a wellspring of amazingly resourceful, resilient, resistant, taking no crap sort of people who do things that are not sung of. And so when I hear of Barbara Buttrick and Jean Bishop and I've not yet met the Bee Lady, but I think she sums up something that is important. And as you say, unsung, but is a kind of important counter to all those scary statistics about how hard it is up here.
I think that's the thing about most of our trailblazers, is that the fact is they have done so much and they have made such an impact, but it's actually about really promoting them, sharing those stories. I know that the trailblazer film that's been created is going to keep on going, which is absolutely brilliant to be able to celebrate these amazing, inspirational women who hopefully are going to make a massive impact going forwards.
That's what we've tried to do, is do our first Women of the World Festival. And I've got some questions to ask you at the end, which we will have a little informal poll, actually, about the future. But we've created some legacy materials, I hope. The Jackie Fleming exhibition that you've seen here, and the whole trailblazers that she's created, her very individual take on how to give a portrait of a woman and place her in, to recognize her achievements, but take a little pop at the establishment for not recognizing her sooner. So we're very hopeful that Jackie's whole trailblazer exhibition will be able to go into Waterstones in town for a little bit longer this week. I know lots of people want to buy her book and weren't able to, so we're going to try and address that. There are resources as well that are going to be shared across schools in the city, and all the materials that we've created for on-screen and online content will be available to everybody through our website and through the Learning and Participation team.
And I think one of the big things for us is also that we would love to keep the conversation going. We are really, really hopeful that this is the first of many WOW festivals, because it's needed. These conversations we've had over the last few days have really demonstrated that it's needed. People need to have their voices heard. And in light of that, I wonder if we continue with the hashtag WOW and keep this conversation going.
So I had three questions to ask. Can I do my questions? So I wanted to know, in a kind of volume way, or indeed a yay way, has the Women of the World Festival in Hull made a difference? Have we started something? Yes. Do we want to continue this something? Yes. Great. So I'm obviously I'm hopeless at not asking leading questions. I think the generosity and spirit of all the rooms that I've been in, whether it's been here in the main hall, whether it's been watching people hula hooping, whether it's been in the Victoria Bar with all those people creating beautiful, exquisite pieces, which Alina's going to talk about in just a moment. Even the attention around the marketplace, the performances and the pop-ups and the demonstrations, there's been a tremendous generosity of spirit, which I think has been striking, very relaxed, very open, a warm space, and that was definitely what we were setting out to create, so that people could share difficult experiences, which people have been very open about and very generous about. And that seems to have been really, you know, very natural for Hull to take that step. So we are really excited by the idea that this would be the first, but certainly not the last, Women of the World Festival. So yes, please tell us what you've been thinking. Hashtag Wow Hull will continue. We will continue to share that. And if you also tag at 2017 Hull, then that will keep the conversation alive and well. Cool. Shall we?
Yep.
Did you want to jump in there? Alina, we're going to turn to you now, because you've been working intensely here in Hull for 6-8 weeks, and with your crew of Liz and Prue and the team. Can you, our revolutionary makers?
They're waving over at the back. Can we give them a massive round of applause? I think is it over? Are we about 900?
I think it's between 800 and 900.
Eight and 900 individual pieces that have been made, which is phenomenal across the city.
So, Alina, tell us a little bit about where we're up to with the Revolutionary Makers and what's going to happen next. And then, are you going to talk us through the sort of process a little bit?
I'm just going to. So, Revolutionary Makers, unite for one more time for the time being, till next year. I want to say something about gifts, because basically what people are making are gifts for people they might not know. Gifts, it said, have a sacred purpose, and they demand a bit of a ritual, and the first thing that you do is you express gratitude. So I want to say again, thank you to WOW for bringing me here. Thank you to this city for embracing the project so full-bloodedly and generously. Thank you to the artists from Hull, who've run so many of the workshops. They've been amazing, Jess, Prue, and Liz. Thank you to all the community leaders, teachers, and everyone else who's taken back the idea to their communities and made work. To everyone who's used their gift to craft with such care and passion and been willing to give it away. And I think the legacy is obviously what's been made and whatever is generated between people as they see it on somebody's jacket or coat, and as they put it on and they wear it and they think about the message and keep the spirit going on. And I really hope that the Revolutionary Makers is kind of like a movement, will continue to infuse craftivism into future events throughout the city. That's, you know, totally possible. Gifts make a connection, they create relationships. It's not always obvious what the effect is, but it's undeniable. And in ancient societies, it said that when you make something by hand and you give it away, it has a spirit, that you're literally giving part of your spirit to someone else. It's passed from person to person. So en masse like this, it can be a real kind of catalyst for something. It can be an actual agent for change in small ways, or it can bring new life. So what I want to invite you to do, and obviously it's one piece per person, but if you know that there's someone who's not here that has made work and you want to take something back from them, do go ahead. And what we'll do is anything that hasn't been given away today, we'll be taking them back to communities who've taken part and re-gifting them back, because obviously there aren't 800 people here. So I'd like you to take a few minutes to go and unpin a piece and pin it symbolically to your body, and may it, what you take away, bring you the desire to keep making, creating, to keep standing for equality, and the courage to go out and have a powerful, creative, and brilliant time for the rest of the year, and until the next wow in 2018. So let's just, may the giveaway begin, and thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. We were just before we do the gifting, because actually the WOW Festival isn't over just yet. So in the same spirit that we had the amazing opening night where we were joined by the wonderful Maureen Lipman and Lucy Beaumont and Kate, who's my highlight, we are having an amazing event this evening. We have a screening of Viceroy's House, which has been directed by the amazing Gurinder Chadha, who directed Bend It Like Beckham. And we're going to have her in the house. We have her in Hull. We're also going to be joined by Amanda Neville from the BFI. So we're doing our screening, and then it's an opportunity to talk to them about the kind of the creation, about female directors, and about that kind of leadership forwards. So please do come and join us. It is a red carpet event, so if you want to glam up, feel free. If you don't, that's also cool. So thank you so much again.
Thank you.
I don't know whether you want to add anything else, Henry.
Yeah, there are a very few tickets left for this evening's event. So if you have your day pass now and you haven't got one, it's just £5 and the box office is open. So if you do want to the other, and as Maddie says, it's as glam as you want, or pyjamas are also welcome. Whatever you feel comfortable, but the room will be transformed and we'll be in a beautiful cinema this evening for that. I've just got a few thank yous if we're able to do a quick run through there. I also love the fact that the sound of the festival is kind of in a Cape Fox kind of way. So this obviously wouldn't be possible without a huge number of supporters, not least the Hull 2017 team and the whole infrastructure and partners who have made Hull 2017 possible this year. But also particularly for WOW, I'd like to thank all of our chairs who have shaped and formed our panels, all those panelists who've come from all over. We've had international panelists from Pakistan, from Dublin, from all over the country, as well as absolutely coming from the city. Our performers from Tull and Back and Erilyn Wallen and Bond, Kate Fox and Martin Green, who were stunning as our hosts on Friday night. Our chief executive, who does wear a t-shirt saying, "This is what a feminist look like." The Hull Cheese and DJs, Sue over at Hull Cheese for Club WOW, and the Hull Trailblazers themselves, who've all turned up, all our venues, and particularly our circle of friends who have been working with us over the last 6 to 9 months and have all absolutely mucked in and been part of the team this weekend. So all big thanks to them, and of course to our production team who've kept us on track, all the Hull 2017 volunteers who keep running around making sure that we're all on time and working.
And also give the best hugs, I've just discovered.
The best hugs. And a particular thanks to Kirsty Wordingham and JZ Flowers, who have created the most extraordinary interventions into the City Hall. And it feels like we've really kind of taken charge of City Hall. City Hall can be a warm and welcoming and gorgeous space, and her witty interventions have helped us create the spirit and have complemented so beautifully all the Revolutionary Makers' work. So we're delighted to have them on board. And thank you finally to Maddie, who has led the programming for the WOW Festival, and the whole WOW team, who have gone beyond and over and beyond the call of duty over the last 6 months to make this first WOW Festival possible. And a little thank you to those people down in London who are doing WOW London. But we're very pleased that it was Women's Hour in Hull and the national news on Thursday that carried the story of Jean Bishop. So we were out there on the national airwaves and feel very much that we've brought an awful lot to the table for the Women of the World global movement that we are now all part of, you are all now part of, and we will continue here from Hull to have many a WOW Festival in the future. Thank you all very much. Maddie,
brilliant.
Are you having the
thank
first
you
one?
Thank you. Now, getting your gifts.
Enjoy, take your craft, go home, and be fun and feminist.
People wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion model size. When I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. But I say, I'm a woman. Phenomenally. It's in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride of my step, the curl of my lips. It's the fire in my eyes, the flash of my teeth, the swing in my waist, the joy in my feet, because I'm a woman. Phenomenally. Phenomenal woman. It ought to make you proud. That's my mother and my grandmothers and my great-grandmothers and your greats and my great-greats and your and all you women and me.
Amazing.
Organised, I like. It's called
Wow.
What's it about?
It's about women of the world.
Oh, right.
And there's like, it's in different places. What are you laughing at? Don't laugh. I'm serious.
That's where women go to meet other women.
No.
So what's it about then, Morgan? You tell us.
It's about women, do you know, that have like achieved things.
Yeah, it's great. Because then they get to show off what they've done.
Yeah.
So women are always sad, like men, they can go burst around and stuff, but women, like, they don't really get...
recognition.
Recognition for what they've done.
I'm on my child and somebody like my age, but a boy, they're still flicking pieces of plastic about.
I always go for at least solid 14-year-old.
Like, doctors and things like that, you can still aspire to be a doctor.
I'm not going to be a doctor, I'm going to be a lawyer.
Or an nurse or a dentist.
And then everyone in year nine are like, no, you won't be it. But wait until I am, I'm going to send them down first. Wow.
No, you meant it's about the women of the world.
Wow.
No, not wow. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, good.
Go on then, you take it first.
Wow.
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 That's fair.
Thank you.